Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, I hope you are ready for an incredible day filled with lots of love, lots of light, lots of positivity coming your way. And well, today's episode can hopefully help us see some more positivity and joy out in the world and savor it in our lives. Because if we can't see it, if we're not aware of it, well, how can we savor it? How can we let that energy soak in and become one with us and energize us to go forward? So today, hopefully, in this episode, we can help us become more aware. And we're going to do that by talking about judgment. Now, you probably know this already, especially if you listen to this for any length of time, that maybe a week or more, that one thing I really strive to do is to not judge others. And I hope that our Energizer family strives to do the same thing, to not judge others. And it's tricky. It can be difficult to not judge. Now, remember, judging is not discerning. Judging, to me, when I say that at least, is putting people on different pedestals, like I'm better than you are, or you are better than me. We're trying to rank people instead of saying, hey, we're all on the same level. We're all in the same field. We're just at different points in our journey. And that, I think, is pretty cool. And that's something I've been trying to do. But I've seen a lot of people, judge. It's been going on for eons and eons of judging others. And don't get me wrong, I have judged people a lot. And I'm trying now for the last number of years, 4 years, to not judge others. But I do catch myself at times, if I'm going to be totally open and honest, there are times that I do. But especially recently, I've noticed people judging others even more harshly and judging people on one specific moment in their life, at one glimpse. And as I think about it, I go, wow. First of all, judgment is harsh and hard to anyone, right? Because you're basically saying, I'm better than you are, you're better than me, right? So one of us is getting belittled. But then if we're just taking that at a snapshot, at a picture of a moment in a person's life, that makes it even tougher. I could tell you that I have been a total a-hole. I have been an absolute jerk in my life. Sometimes unintentionally, other times intentionally. Now, I work hard not to be that way anymore. But there have been times when I have been just a total and utter jerk. Try to keep this relatively PC without my swearing. That if someone looked at me at that moment, and only that moment, they took a snapshot, took a picture of that, or a small clip, and that's all they saw, and they judged me, well, they're only seeing one side of it. And not only that, they're only seeing one side of that of an old version of me, not the person who's worked on me. But even if it was a recent picture, if it was a recent snapshot, they saw me for a whole 5 minutes, let's say, at one part of my life, let's say a week ago, where I wasn't shining my brightest. I wasn't as good as I could have been. And they judge me on that. Well, okay. I wasn't as good as I could have been. I made mistakes. Maybe I was in the heat of that moment and I could not control or, bring out that energy sovereignty. I would assume I wasn't if I was doing and being angry or frustrated or living out of alignment, that someone took that little clip and says, hey, this is who Spencer is. Wow. I would not appreciate that. I would not agree with that because there's so much more to me and who I am and what I do, and that was just one moment. Yet how many times do we judge others? Do we look at others based on one moment? Now, I will say it's not like if I see that moment that I just totally forget about it. That I don't, I wouldn't say hold it against them, but I just remember that about them. Because then I could become aware, hey, is this a repeated pattern? If I see that person, you know, let's say I saw that they lied. Okay, I'm not here to judge you. But then if I see them lie again and again and again, I still do my best not to judge, but I'll discern, hey, you know what, that person's not in alignment with me. Maybe at first I'll go like, hey, all right, I'll give them benefit of the doubt, who knows? But then if I see that happen again and again and again, or mistreat one person again and again and again, or, you know, people again and again and again, whatever it is, then, you know what, I don't align with that. I'm going to distance myself. But I still work hard not to judge. I might not agree with what they're doing or how they're handling or what they're saying. But I still try not to judge. Because, you know, I've made some stupid mistakes in my life. I have not been the best person I could be many times in my life. And now I'm just trying to stay with that and stay in that alignment and not judge others based on one snapshot. Now, if it's multiple snapshots that lead to maybe a category for them, but I don't even know if there are labels on them, right? But just, okay, this seems to be a habitual behavior. Okay, I could agree with that or not agree with it. I could choose to have them close or not. But I still try not to judge. So I just invite you to take a moment as you're going through the day and realize, am I judging a person? First of all, am I judging a person? And then am I judging them just on one moment? Let's try to expand that out. Let's not even discern necessarily just in one moment, one glimpse. Let's expand out. And let's really try not to judge. Because we're all on the same playing field. We're just at different points in our journey. That's all. Easier said than done, 100%. But you got this. I know you can do it. And I'm here for you to help you and support you along with the Energizer family. So with that, I'll let you go so you can go on and go rock the day, have some more awareness, and, well, feel love and light. All right. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Until next time, I will catch you later.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.